It's very challenging. You know, you're seeing a growing trend within this league of offenses that are using a lot of misdirection and using all their capabilities of putting the defense at a disadvantage, and this is no different this week. Different from the Joe Philbin that I saw when he was here, but yeah, they're doing a great job of creating advantages for their team, whether that's everything that they do. We're going to have to be ready for it. Unfortunately, we've seen that a number of times throughout the season, but it'll be another challenge for us and hopefully one that we can shut down.
How does that pressure, with less time to communicate, what kind of pressure does that put on to make sure the communication is right?
Right. Well, we've definitely been working on that and putting emphasis on that this week is anticipating, the pressure that they'll put on us as a defense as far as a hurry-up offense, lining up without huddling and whatever they may present. So we're putting ourselves in the best position possible to go out there, hand signals, whatever it may be, to get lined up and be ready to play the play that's called.
Clay, why is your pass rush as a team more effective this year, do you think?
I think we just got some studs on the defensive side. It's funny because statistics will indicate otherwise, but I think when you look at quarterbacks' QBR as well as passing yards per game, we've done a great job of not only getting after the quarterback, but disrupting him and really just changing, I think, what offense wants to throw at us, especially in light of the players in which we have to shut those guys down.
We make a big deal out of third down conversion, getting off the field, all those kind of things. How do you feel you guys have done on first and second down setting up those third downs?
Well, I think, if we're looking at last week, I think we lost more first downs than we had liked to. But, I mean, it just goes to show the resiliency in which we have by finishing off those second and third down. But, with this team that we're playing this weekend, they do such a good job on first and second down by putting themselves in a manageable third down position that they've done a great job on those third and shorts. So we have to do a very important job of winning those first and second downs and forcing them into some, offensive plays in which we know what's going to happen.
Clay, what kind of production do you think you've gotten out of Mike Neal and Nick Perry kind of rotating in behind you and Julius?
Well, I think it's at times provided a shot in the arm. You know, you look at Mike and Nick, both explosive players, both specialized at what they do, and it's rushing the passer. And you saw Nick with probably the quietest two sack game you'll see out of him, and Mike with a few hits on the quarterback as well as a few pressures. I think it's only going to help spelling myself and Peppers as well as keeping those tackles, guards, whatever it might be in front of them, kind of on their heels or toes.
What have you guys done well in the red zone?
Well, I think just in general we've done better this year. I think, I'm not sure what our numbers are this year in the red zone, but, we've done a pretty good overall job. I think just really buckling down, when they're inside the 20 and keeping points off the board has just been, obviously the difference with a few games around here. But as far as what we're doing better, just making the plays when we need to. So, yeah.
What makes their run game effective? Julius was just saying that's what really popped out to him.
Well, I think, what Larry alluded to is that, so much misdirection and with no Sean out, you think there'd be a drop-off, but there definitely isn't. They're running hard out there and they make you stay gap sound within that within your defense and especially on that offense. So it's important for us to know exactly where we're fitting because they have so many variations of plays and what they can run that it can keep defenses flustered.